There was a time when our love flowed like water. Nothing came between us. Two hearts beat as one. But over the years, we couldn't find the answers to the many questions that were pulling us apart. Say that love will find a way, and I believe in that today. So if I have to let you go, I will do it. As far as I can see, you still belong right here with me.
Love will find a way. Welcome everyone to Studio W. Your global radio broadcast. And now it's time for Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Hey, Miss Penny.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can fine. There's something going on in the background.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Oh, that's better. Much better. Okay, anyway, I'm going to kick back and listen to whatever.
Oh, I got it out.
Okay. All right, Miss Penny, what are we talking about today?
Hey, how you doing? I'm talking about love. Don't suppose to hurt.
Okay, well, let's listen. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening. I am listening loud and clear. I can hear you. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing out there in the globe? You know, I know we have a lot of listeners today. Let me know how your weather is where you're located at. We have a lot of listeners all over the globe. It was a little chilly, but sunny today. It wasn't as cold as it was yesterday, but it was a little chilly. You know, yesterday it was freezing. Today it was a little better today. Let me know how your weather is where you're at. You know, I know some people's getting some snow. I'm jealous of that. You know, I love that snow. So I'm a little jealous because we're not getting snow here in Virginia right now. Like I say, we coming live from Studio W. We have listeners all over the globe. You can listen to us on your computer, your laptop. If you don't want to listen in that way, you can go to your iPhone, to your Apple Store, and download Studio.W, or you can go to Android and go to your Play. If you have an Android phone, go to your Play Store and put in Studio W, or you can just kick your heels back and chill and say, Alexa, play Studio W. And we do, our internet is also international. You can go to the website and you can put in Studio W Buzz, BUZZ.com. And if you do go to the website, please subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know how you're liking the show. And you know, you can also catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We're on LinkedIn, YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, just a little bit of everywhere. Now today I want to talk about love. Don't supposed to hurt. As though if they love you, they can hurt you. The only time love should hurt is when you're giving birth to someone that you love. That's the only part of love supposed to hurt. It has gotten where people feel as though that they can hurt you and you're supposed to still, or they hurt you and it's supposed to be out of love. That's including physical, mental. Love don't supposed to hurt in no kind of way. It has gotten to the point where people just, your kids and parents, they act like they love each other, but then they turn hurt each other. Even in relationships. In relationship, you're supposed to be able to communicate with each other. You're not going to agree all the time. You're going to learn to agree to disagree. But you don't put your hand and hurt anybody. Don't put your hand on anybody. That's physical hurt. Mental hurt is when you use things against them. You manipulate them. That don't supposed to hurt. Love is supposed to be a beautiful thing, a thing that we can do together to each other. Not where I'm out trying to hurt you. And remember what I said, the only time love should hurt is when you giving birth to the person that you love. And it has gotten, we just not forgot about love, period. Do we still know how to love? I don't think a lot of people know how to love, or they never received love. So they don't know how to give it back. If they come from an abusive family, then home, they feel as though that's love. That is not love. I don't want to be around anybody that feel as though they can hurt me and still say on the other hand that they love me. And I know some of y'all may be saying, well, Miss Penny, it is out in a relationship that you want to get out, but you can't get out. But just always remember, if you can't get out, just think about love don't supposed to hurt. Love feel good. It's supposed to feel good. I'm not going to be great 100 every day. It's never going to be in your life. Everything is not going to be gravy, as people say, every day. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have your highs and lows. But you don't supposed to feel anything. Well, sometimes, Miss Penny, my heart hurts. That's still pain. And as parents, we can love our kids so much till it turns to pain. Because we let them do things to us that we wouldn't allow, or we was not allowed to do or say to our parents. To hurt. Love's supposed to be joy, happiness. You're going to have your sad days. You're going to have your tired days. You're going to have the days you don't want to get out the bed. You just want to eat. But there's nothing behind love that says hurt. And people get in relationships and they be in these relationships and they feel as though that it's okay to manipulate, try to play on people's feelings and emotions. When you get deep into a relationship with your boyfriend, your significant other, your girlfriend, when you get into a relationship, you're giving that person your all. And you should expect the same thing back. If I'm honest with you, be honest with me. If I show you love, show me love back. And I think the whole world now forgot about love. I think people just in it to be in it. Some people even marry nowadays not for love, for money. And when you are in a relationship and you have your bad days where you can come back together and talk about it. And that's showing love. We're working together. I want you to be happy as well as I'm happy. And I know some of y'all, you know, Miss Penn always have a story. Hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. Because I'm not going to take pain. I remember, this is another reason why I brought this subject up. Because I was talking to this couple and they was about the agreement. But it never got to the physical part. It never gets to the physical, but it always gets to the mental. Mental pain hurts as well. And I remember when I was in basic training, I went, if y'all don't know what basic training is, it's a boot camp when you're in the military. And I went to the sick call because I didn't feel good. And I kept telling the drill sergeants that I didn't feel good, but they kept saying, oh, keep running, you'll be okay. The next day I went to sick call. And a female doctor told me nothing on your body is supposed to hurt, not even an eyelash. if anything, something is wrong. So we're going to put that together with your heart. If your heart is hurting out of a relationship or out of a family situation, that hurts. That's pain. Nothing is supposed to hurt. And I've always carried that. And I did 23 years in the military. And I carried that throughout my career. And I've carried that since I've left the military. I always remember hearing that doctor voice tell me, soldier, nothing on your body is supposed to hurt. If you feel pain, no. And that's the way I will live my rest of my life, thinking that way. Because nothing's supposed to hurt you. Nothing's supposed to hurt. We can give our all in a relationship and put it all out there on the table. And sometimes it gets stepped on. And when it gets stepped on, it hurts. We carry these pains every day. We carry these pains all week long. And then when they bring you a set of flowers or a rose or kiss your forehead and say, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize, or they take you out to dinner, they buy you a new dress, or they give you something, then you think, oh, that pain is going away for just that moment. That pain is going away for just that second, just that night. No, it's not. That pain is still there. You just suppressed it. You wanted to forget about it. So you just let it go. It's a lot of us walk around every day with a mask on our face. We hide our pain. It's a lot of us that we take and go into a dark space to hide our pain. But remember, don't supposed to hurt. Some of us, we be in relationships where we pretend that everything is all right. And the whole time, we knowing it's not right. We knowing something is wrong. This is not the way I'm supposed to feel. And you know the bad thing about it is, the sad thing, that we know that we are in a bad relationship or in a bad way. But then we'll listen to friends talk about how their life goes, how good things are going with them. And the whole time, we're knowing that everything is not all right. We and put in our head that this is the way a relationship, this is the way we're supposed to live. You don't have to live your life in misery. You don't have to live your life sad. Go find your happiness, because there is happiness out there. You just got to reach for it. And some people feel as though that it's okay. It's okay to be unhappy. He's paying the bills. Or she's paying the bills. He's taking the kids. No. And I know some people here, we get them kids that we love so much and they disrespect us. They do us any kind of way, but we still love them. That still shouldn't hurt. The only when it comes to love is the day that you give birth. Love shouldn't hurt. And I don't want nobody else. Well, if you feel that way, then let your pain keep coming. Because nobody can tell you when that enough is enough. You when to let it go. But you. We walk around every day and we see how bad and how things are going in the world and how people are losing their life every day. Life is too short. Not to be happy. And that's what I'm going to live with, a peace of my mind. Y'all better get on this love happy train. And then the number one person should love you is you. Love yourself first. Because if you love yourself enough, you're not going to let anybody hurt you. You're not going to feel no pain. If you love yourself, you won't feel pain. Because you won't let anybody mess with you. You won't let anybody abuse you. You won't harm to you, because guess what? You love you. And we'll always say, listen, about Miss Penny. Miss Penny love herself some Miss Penny. I love Penny. If nobody else out there love me, I love me. Go to the mirror and tell yourself how much you love yourself. You're not going to damage this beautiful merchandise. You're not going to damage it. You're not going to scar my heart. You got to love yourself. And nobody else in this world is going to love you more than you. Not mama, not sister, not brother, not husband, not child, not nobody. Nobody's going to love you the way you're going to love you. And other people treat you with respect. You gonna make other people treat your body as a, not only saying that women hurt men too, and I know y'all have heard the saying, hurt people. Love don't supposed to hurt. It's a, when you even say the word, love. It's a beautiful word. When you go around, like right now, every store you go in, they have Valentine's stuff out. Well, they had it out last month. They're trying to spread the love. And y'all know, all the listeners know how Miss Penny feel about Valentine's Day, but it do spread love. Show yourself some love. Give your own self, give your own self a Valentine card. Give your own self a flower. Love yourself. Love on yourself. Wine and dine yourself. Because love don't supposed to hurt. One day out the year. But I love me every day out the year. Every day. And there's a lot of people out there that listen to that. Show it more. You won't let people treat you bad, talk to you bad. You definitely will not let someone damage the merchandise, and which is you. You will not let someone do that. If you love on yourself enough, oh, don't touch me. Don't, you may put a scar on this beautiful body. No. Love yourself. Hi, Carolyn, Pam, Quan. Hi. Love yourself. I'm going to tell you what you can do. Go to the mirror today and just look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love yourself. Miss Penny do it all the time. I do it all the time. Self-talk to yourself. Let yourself know how important, how valuable you are. Let yourself know that. You don't need nobody to tell you that you're beautiful, that you're handsome. You don't need nobody to tell you what you're worth. You don't need nobody to tell you, I love you. Tell yourself. You don't need nobody to tell you how good you look. Tell yourself. I sit down sometimes and I, you know, because Miss Penny, you know, with this show, we have some hot, sizzling conversations. But, you know, sometimes I like to get other people's point of view. Would you let somebody damage your merchandise? Would you damage your? Let me know what you think about. Do love supposed to hurt to you? Do it supposed to hurt? That's what I want to know. Because some people may think so. Some people really may think that love supposed to hurt. Can say that kids that been abused, which are adults now, some of them don't know how to love. And you may be dating somebody or married to somebody or going with somebody or you know, teach them. Because they may was never taught how to love. But it's so beautiful. You shouldn't have to please someone for somebody to love you. You know, life is too short. Get the happiness and the love. And love now. If you say you love me, show it to me now. Don't wait till I'm gone. The holler and cry and say, oh, I loved her. Oh, I miss her. No, show me love now. Let me feel the love. Let me see the love. And I don't want to see it once a year. Show me love then. We gotta stop hurting each other. We gotta stop disliking and hating on each other. It has gotten so bad till it's beginning to trigger from mom to daughter, daughter to mom, son to fathers, father to son, grandmamas to to daughters. It just triggered. Where do we stop it? Hey, Pastor, where do we stop it? We got to show love to each other. And you know what? Y'all know Miss Penny. You know the most dream that I've seen is when I see guys, brothers walk up to each other and shake each other hand and reach in and give each other a pat on the back, showing that love to each other. Brothers do it more than sisters. They show each other love. What's up, brother? You know? Show each other love. Because if you show love, people are going to show love back to you. It's like a domino effect. And if you is out there making love hurt, do you expect people to really love you? They may love you because they fear you. They may love you because they don't have nowhere else to go. So why are you showing that type of love? Show them love. Love don't supposed to hurt. It only supposed to hurt when you're giving birth to the one you love. And that's your child. Or for fathers, love's supposed to hurt when you see the birth of your child. That's hurt love. My child is girl. You don't feel the pain that the mama go through, but you can tell the pain that she's going through to birth your child. Love don't supposed to hurt. I don't know where people get that from. Punch you in your face and then say, I love you. I'm sorry, I love you. Let me know how y'all liking this conversation. This is a hot sizzling conversation. And this is the time for it because it's coming up Valentine's Day and I know all y'all love Valentine's Day. But let me know, are you supposed to hurt? If you do, let me know why you think love is supposed to hurt. Now, I know a lot of people breaks when they lose a loved one. Their heart hurts. You as a beautiful queen or a handsome king, don't let people damage the merchandise. Don't let people treat you bad. And I know some of the listeners probably be like, Miss Penny, sometimes you be going deep on the conversations, but some of these conversations we hear, this may not help you. But it could help a friend or a family. Let them listen to this. Share it. Because it may not be for you. You may be in a relationship that everything is good. I'm not saying all relationships are bad. I'm not saying all family relationships is bad. But we all have to admit there is some out there. There are some relationships that is hurting each other, physical and mentally, or either. Because I have seen them. And people have told me, you know, but I'm just saying, don't let people or anybody treat you bad. Nobody deserves to be treated bad. Don't yourself bad. You're not going to let people treat you. You're going to treat yourself good too. Pastors say, no love is peace, kindness. The only love that hurts is love for your kids that we as parents do sometimes. Oh. Yes. But that's, Pastor, that's different. Tough love is okay because you're not physical hurting them. You're really not mentally hurting them. They just don't want, they don't want to agree with it. They don't want to, when we do tough love with our kids, excuse me, we are doing it because we do love them. They just don't agree with it. So that's where the tough part come in. We're not hurting them. Not hurting them when we do tough love. We want them to understand what we're trying to teach them, the knowledge that we are trying to give them, because we have the experience. We've been through it, or we know somebody that has been through it. Hold on, y'all. I got a little technical. Oh. Okay, I'm back. But we know, we use our knowledge to try to teach them, but they don't want to listen. So we call it tough love because we have to be a little tough about the things that they want to do or the things that they're trying to do. But we're doing it out of love. We're doing it out of love for them. Because we don't want anything bad to happen to them. But when it comes to somebody physical putting their hand on you, or they manipulating you, or they abusing you, that's different. Love don't supposed to hurt. So if you got somebody that is being, consider themselves to be loved, being loved, and they complain about how they being treated or how they being physical abused, then that's a problem. That is a problem. Love me. But you can leave the extra out. Leave the extra out. Love don't supposed to hurt. And a lot of people out here think that. And believe it or not, y'all may not want to believe this, listeners, but a lot of our young ladies, maybe men, younger, high school, college, are being physical abused, mental abused. And that's where we as parents come in at, with our experience and our knowledge, to let them know that's not the way. That's not the way. You're a beautiful queen. You're a handsome king. Don't let people damage the merchandise. Love yourself first, and you won't let people hurt you. You won't. And that's one thing about Miss Penny. Y'all can take it to the base. People love Miss Penny. And people that know me will tell you, Miss Penny always say that. I love myself some Miss Penny. I love Penny. Nobody has to love me, because I love me enough for everybody to love. No. I don't need nobody to tell me they love me, because I'm going to tell myself every day I wake up. And that's what we got to teach our young kids and young teenagers and young adults. Love yourself first. Because nobody's going to love you but you love you. Don't scratch me in my face. Don't hit me in my face. Don't mistreat me. Because love me. You don't have to walk out the door. Love me or leave me. I'm not laughing at the situation, but I'm laughing at what I just said. If that, I don't know. I just think that people need to really understand the beauty of love. The beauty of love. Happiness come with it. Joy come with it. A smile come with it. The glow. Do you know when you're loved and happy, you have a glow about yourself? Do you ever notice that? Look in the mirror when you're really happy and look at glow that comes behind that. You have a glow about yourself. You walk straight up. You talk different. You just have that up about yourself. But when you're down and somebody not beat you down and took your happiness and joy away from you, that glow go away. It goes away. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We have some hot sizzling conversation. Let me know how y'all liking the conversation. This conversation may not help you, but it may help your friend or somebody in your family. Share the conversation with your friend and families. We coming live from Studio W. If you don't want to listen to us on your computer or your iPad, you can download the app. If you have an iPhone, go to the App Store and download Studio.W. If you have an Android phone, you can go to the Play Store and put in Studio Dot W. Or you could go to Alexa and just say, Alexa, play Studio W. Our website is international. And if you want to go to the website, go to Studio W Buzz, BUZZ.com. That's Studio W Buzz, BUZZ.com. If you go to the website, please subscribe and leave us a comment. And if you want to share or come back later to the show on the website, if you look at the top of the screen, you'll see archive. Click on the archive and you can scroll down and choose what you want to re-listen to. We have comedy on this radio station. We have other talk shows. We have gospel music. We have a lot to offer on this radio station. And if you want to also check out Let's Talk About It, Miss Penny, I'm on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. We also, you can find us on the LinkedIn. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel or go on Facebook and become a member of the Facebook, go to Snapchat. You can find us on TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Let us know how you like the show. Now, let's get back to some of this hot, sizzling conversation about love. We're going to repeat it again that love don't supposed to hurt. Love don't supposed to hurt. We may have a pain in our hand, a pain in our back. But what types of pain? You go into the doctor, right? To try to get that pain taken care of. If you're suffering with pain from love, are you going to try to fix it? Why not try to make it better? Why not do things different or be with somebody different? I'm not telling nobody to leave their spouse. I'm not telling nobody to leave their love or whoever they're dating or family members. I'm not telling you to walk away from your family. I'm just telling you, if you had a back pain or a knee pain or you had ache in your hand, wouldn't you go to a doctor to try to make it better? To get rid of the pain? Hello, would you go and try to get rid of the pain? So why sit back and keep taking pain from somebody that say they love you? Why keep that love hurt when love don't supposed to hurt? Answer that question for me. Why keep taking pain from love and love don't supposed to give pain? I'm telling you, you will run to the doctor so fast if your knees hurt, if your back hurt, if your hand hurt. You will even try to get something if your head hurt. So why keep taking pain for somebody that say they love you and they supposed to show you love and you, then why not go get help? Are you saying that's a pain that can't be cured? Because I remember the doctor telling me in basic training that nothing's supposed to hurt. If something hurt, then something is wrong. So if that pain is there, then guess what? Something is wrong. Something wrong. You don't supposed to hurt. Love don't supposed to hurt but one time, and that's when you're giving birth to the one you love. Love is so beautiful when it's shared with pride. It is a beautiful joy. All of that come with it. You just be, you be on cloud nine. You be riding the mighty horse. You be, when you love. But we shouldn't let, we should people take our joy, happiness. Cause I'm not. I love me too much. You know, you get a pie. You have a pie and you take a slice off of it, right? You're going to eat that piece of apple pie, banana pie, whatever pie it is, you're going to eat it. So you pulled away a slice of that pie. And every day you come and get a slice. That's how people beat you down. Every day, every chance they get, they pull away. Then all of a sudden, there's no more. There's no more pie. Cause they untuck all your happiness. They're giving you to show you that they love you because they beat by slice by slice. No, don't let them do it. Love yourself first and can't nobody cut your pie. Can't nobody take a slice out of that pie. Cause you got so much love for yourself that you ain't gonna let nobody do it. Miss Pastor say people that let someone continue to hurt have low self-esteem. They sometimes think they are not worthy of happiness. Very true. If you love, you're gonna know what high self-esteem. You're gonna know that nobody can beat you down. Can't nobody take away from you. You're going to know that you're a beautiful queen. You're going to know that you're a handsome king. Don't nobody have to tell you these things. Look in the mirror. Don't nobody have to tell me that I look good. Don't nobody have to tell me that I how to love me. Tell me these things because Yvette said that is a really good example of what happens. Yes. I'm telling you, if you love yourself, you will never let anybody mistreat you. You will never, ever let anybody, not mama, daddy, sister, brother, boyfriend, husband, girlfriend, uncle, cousin, jobs, nobody, because you love yourself so much, you're not going to let them damage the merchandise. Now, after this show, people listen to us around the globe. Go to the mirror and say to yourself, how beautiful you are, how handsome you are. Girl, I got it going on. I don't need it. Love yourself. And I'm not telling you that every day everything is going to be beautiful. Everything is going to be gravy. You're going to have your ups and downs, even in your personal life. You're going to have your ups and downs. But it's up to you to make most of those downs be up. Yvette says sometimes it really isn't about self-esteem. It is the fact that you keep expecting better, and my thing have been family. Oh, I can't see the rest. But you know what, Vet? Expect better out of anybody. The way you love you, nobody will ever love you the way you do. Just step back. And then let them show you. Actions speak louder than words. Just step back. You can love from a distance, family. You can love them from a distance. Don't expect anybody to treat you or love you the way you love yourself. You were really tired. These conversations may not help you, but it may help your friend or your family. Need love and don't understand how much it means to them that love don't hurt. Because it don't supposed to hurt. I don't expect nothing. Even my kids that I birthed, I don't expect them to love me. I don't expect from them as I expect for myself. I put all my expectations, everything that go wrong with Penny, I put it on Miss Penny. They help. I love you, Penny. Love you too, Yvette. I put all my expectations on Penny. Everything that my love, my happiness, my sad, my joy, my sunshine, I put it all on Penny, because can't nobody make it happen like Penny can. Yes, I got a husband. He makes me happy. I got kids. They make me happy sometimes, but that's a joke, y'all. But I got grandkids. They make me happy sometimes. But nobody love Penny the way I put it all on Penny. I put it all on me. Because other people would disappoint you. That you would not disappoint yourself. You will make some mistakes in life. You will do some things that you should have done or could have done better. That's when you may say you disappoint yourself, but you just go another path and try another way. So you put all your expectation and everything on you, then you it don't supposed to hurt. Love can be beautiful, which it is beautiful. Go in the store tomorrow. You get a chance, go in the store. And if you go over there to the Valentine candy and flowers and teddy bears, watch you smile. You're going to smile. Happiness. Love don't supposed to hurt. Let me know how y'all like this conversation, this hot scissor conversation. Let me know what you think. Do you think love's supposed to hurt? And if you do think that love's supposed to hurt, tell me why you think love's supposed to hurt. Let me know. Let the listeners know. Because love don't supposed to hurt. Not even an eyelash. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. This has been a conversation that was needed. And you can always share these conversations with your family and friends. Because I always say, my conversation may not help you, but it can help a family or friend. We need to know that love don't supposed to hurt. And if you're out there listening and your love is hurting you, something wrong. There's something wrong. You may not want to accept it. You may not agree, but there's something wrong. Love don't supposed to hurt. It don't. And cause what? I'm gonna show you. Come Valentine's Day, watch all the smiles out there. Watch all the happy people showing the love. People give big bouquets of roses, big boxes of candy, teddy bears. They get wine and dine at the best restaurant for dinner. But that love is only for one day. One day. You want somebody to love you. That's including your loved ones, your family, your friends, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, significant other, even your neighbors. You want people to love you and be genuine. You don't want fake love. You want somebody that's gonna love you for who you are. That you show them love. Your kids. You want them to show you love. You gotta love of yourself more than anything. It will follow because you're not going to let anybody do of you. Then we're not going to let any damage the merchandise, break your heart, physical nor mentally. Love don't supposed to hurt. This your girl, Miss Penny, coming live from Studio W. If you don't want to listen to us on your iPad or laptop, you always can download the app. If you have an iPhone, go to the Apple Store, Studio W. Android Play Store, go to the Play Store, Studio W. Go to Alexa and say, Alexa, play Studio W. If you go to the website, go to StudioWBuzz.com. Subscribe and leave us a message. Let us know how you like the show. You can go to the archive at the top of the website, click on it, and choose what you want to listen to. Remember that our website is also international. It's StudioWBuzz.com. Let us know how you're liking the show. And share it with your family and friends. You can catch Miss Penny on Mondays and Wednesdays and Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern. You also go to LinkedIn, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can catch Miss Penny in all of those. And if nobody, you didn't, Miss Penny love everybody.
All right.
Y'all have a blessed.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Penny. Hey, wonderful show as usual. We'll talk soon. Got to get to the Boomerang Radio Show right now. It's coming up right now on Studio W, TheBuzz.com. Today, we're going to talk about the boogeyman in the room, CRT, critical race theory. We're also going to celebrate some of our icons in Black history. Be right with you. Be right back. Enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny right here on Studio W, The Buzz.
Awesome wonder and mighty ruler, the King of all the earth, we bow before your throne. some wonder, yeah, in mighty ruler, King of all the earth. We bow before your throne, and we bow down and worship your worship.
We bow down.
We bow down.
And worship.
And we worship.
Yahweh.
Oh, we bow.
We bow down.
And we worship
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
David G. David G. You know, guys, I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with that artist. David G.